The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 6. What is the Gospel of the Kingdom of God? The Choice: Which Way of Life? Trust in God is the result of a choice. God's way of life was not the only choice our first parents faced. The serpent presented Eve with an alternative, convincing her that his approach was the better way. He persuaded her that God had withheld important information from her, that God was misleading her, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Eve then persuaded Adam to join her in rebelling against God's instruction by partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. As a result, another ruler, John chapter 12, verse 31, the one who exercises influence over all the kingdoms of the world, Matthew chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, could introduce humanity to a different way of life. This ruler is that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Over time, he has even introduced a counterfeit religious message, a different gospel, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, that is opposed to God's plan and his purpose for us. We must understand the significance of Satan introducing to humanity a different way of life, a way opposed to God. Satan's message is cloaked in acceptable-sounding language that seems right to our natural way of thinking. He has even convinced most people that God's ways are foolish. In so doing, Satan has become not only the ruler, but the god of this age. See 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Paul refers to him as the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. What prophetic words did God say to that serpent of old? So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Here, early in human history, God promised hope for humanity. He promised that the appointed seed, the Messiah, would deliver mankind from the rule of Satan. As we will see, this early prophecy also shows God's commitment to carry to completion his plan to mold humanity into his own spiritual image, to establish a kingdom that will produce the fruit of the tree of life instead of the fruit of Satan's deceptions. The prophecy of a promised seed starts a thread that runs throughout the Bible. It is God's firm promise of a Savior, a King who will rule with righteousness and bring peace and salvation to all. How long has God planned his kingdom? Then the King will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. God planned from before the creation of man to establish his kingdom. Nothing will prevent him from bringing it to pass. From the opening pages of the Bible, God explains why he created us and how he will establish his kingdom.
Thanks for listening to The Choice, Which Way of Life. In Bible Study, Course Lesson 6, What is the Gospel of the Kingdom of God? To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.